News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 28. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Clouds this morning, sunny this afternoon, a high today 42. Clear, not as cold, down to 30 tonight. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, and a high of 50. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
Michigan State University President Luana Simon has stepped down due to the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. Michigan News Network Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubik says her resignation came in the form of a 6-paragraph letter.
In her letter, she basically says, "I love this place. I have watched it grow and prosper. It has been the honor and privilege of my life to serve." But now she moves on, but pledges to continue as a Spartan to do whatever she can to help the university.
Many of the victims accused the university of mishandling the past complaints about Nassar.
And Larry Nassar going to be serving the rest of his life in prison for sexually assaulting patients. Ingham County Judge Rosemarie Aquilina handed down decades in prison to the former MSU and USA gymnastics doctor yesterday, with the term to be served after his federal sentence for child pornography possession ends.
I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I just signed your death warrant.
More than 150 survivors and their families gave victim impact statements over the 7-day sentencing hearing in Lansing. The abuse dates back to the late 1990s, and survivors called out MSU and Olympic gymnastics officials for covering it up and pressing them to remain silent.
The Van Buren County Sheriff's Department tells us it was able to track down a suspect who had escaped from deputies this week when they tried to pull him over.
It happened on Tuesday, starting about 8:30 p.m. in the 60,000 block of County Road 665 in Pawpaw Township. Police were sent to the area on a report of a possible drunk driver. After they found the car matching the description, deputies tried to pull the vehicle over, and the driver took off. They eventually wound up in a neighborhood behind Tractor Supply, where the vehicle stopped at a dead end. The driver got out and ran, managing to get away. Fortunately for the sheriff's deputies, a search of his vehicle turned up information identifying the driver as Justin Ernst. Sheriff's deputies were able to find him hiding in a garage on Red Arrow Highway, and he was taken into custody. He's now facing charges of fleeing and eluding and resisting and obstructing. Andrew Green reporting.
A barricaded gunman situation on the state's west side leaves two Michigan State Police troopers injured. State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw says when they announced their presence at the front door of the home, someone inside started shooting.
They attempted to take cover when the detective sergeant of the detail was struck once in the chest, and a trooper on the scene also received a grazing wound to their hand. The detective sergeant was transported to a local hospital by a medical helicopter.
The suspect was found dead in a nearby field. His name hasn't been released yet. Troopers were trying to serve a search warrant connected to a 2009 murder in Coldwater.
The Berrien County Health Department has issued a reminder to parents about making sure infants are put to sleep safely each night. Spokesman Jillian Conrad tells us improper sleeping positions are the leading cause of infant deaths in Michigan. And in Berrien County, the statistics are worse.
So we have a rate that is pretty much double what the state rate is, and that puts us at about the fifth worst county.
There are 2.5 infant deaths per year in Berrien County per 1,000 births. Conrad tells us you must remember the ABCs of safe infant sleep. Your baby must be alone, on its back, and in a crib. Anyone with questions needs to contact the Berrien County Health Department.
Curious Kids Discovery Zone in St. Joseph reopening today. Curious Kids tells WSJM News admission will be half price, only $3 for the first family fun night of the year. That's after the Discovery Zone shut down for some floor work last month. Curious Kids Museum tells us it was able to get the work done on time and is glad to open the Discovery Zone's doors once again. WSJM News Time, 6:04. It's 28. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow up 41, the NASDAQ down 45, the S&P 500 dropped 2. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, the president in Switzerland.
Hey, Doc, over here. Remember me?
Not now, triglyceride. I'm trying to get everybody to remember you. I'm Dr. Donica Moore. We all know about good and bad cholesterol. But how much do you know about your triglyceride level?
150. Tell them to keep me under 150.
She's right. Experts say normal triglycerides are below 150. Elevated triglyceride levels can increase your risk of heart disease. And if you're a woman, that risk goes up even more.
Don't risk it, people. Heart disease is not pretty.
As you may have guessed, the forgotten fat, triglyceride, is ready to share the attention with good and bad cholesterol.
Good this, bad that. Nah, nah, nah.
For your sake and mine, always remember to ask about the good, the bad, and the forgotten fat, triglycerides.
Hey, Doc, did they get that 150 message?
They got it. For more information on all of your blood fats, go to ForgottenFat.com.
That's ForgottenFat.com.
We all know you're there now. This message brought to you by Sister to Sister, working together for healthy hearts.
WSJM News time is 6:05, 29 degrees. President Trump begins his trip to Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum today.
It was a surprise when the White House announced the president would attend an elite economic summit in Switzerland. But officials here say this is a chance for President Trump to promote economic opportunity in the U.S. And there's also diplomacy. President Trump will meet on the sidelines with the British prime minister, the Israeli prime minister, the president of Rwanda, and the president of Switzerland. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Before he leaves on his trip, President Trump last night talking about how to help Dreamers become U.S. citizens. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl reporting the president made the remarks about DACA while meeting with reporters last night on a variety of topics.
The president said he wants a deal to protect the Dreamers, and he said that he is open to a pathway to citizenship, permanent U.S. citizenship for the Dreamers after about 10 or 12 years. But he said he absolutely must get money for his border wall. He put the number at $25 billion that he wants, about $20 billion of that to build the wall, another $5 billion for other border security measures. And he said point blank that he does not believe Chuck Schumer when Schumer says that that is now off the table.
A sheriff's deputy in the Denver suburb of Thornton was shot and killed last night while responding to an assault in progress. Adams County Sheriff's senior deputy Amanda Overton says when deputies caught up to the suspect, he opened fire with a handgun.
It is a great, incredible sadness that we report that our deputy was transported and pronounced dead at the hospital.
That suspect is now in custody, but Overton adds they're looking for two additional suspects.
A Las Vegas union representing hotel workers calling for every housekeeper to have what's called a panic button. The move comes amid the Me Too movement against sexual misconduct.
Leaders of the Culinary Union, which represents tens of thousands of hotel workers in Las Vegas, will ask casino resorts to give every housekeeper a panic button in an effort to keep workers safe. The union's secretary treasurer says the move is particularly in response to sexual harassment and assault that could occur on the job. MGM Resorts says it'll work to equip housekeepers with panic buttons in the coming months. Caesars Entertainment, meanwhile, says it's working with the union to develop a pilot program to enhance worker safety. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Another iconic TV sitcom is being revived.
30 years after it first premiered.
You need a lot of things, pal. That doesn't mean you're going to get them.
Murphy Brown is making a comeback. CBS's Candace Bergen will reprise her role as Brown returns to a world of cable news, fake news, and social media. Murphy Brown originally ran from 1988 to 1998, winning 18 Emmys. The CBS sitcom joins the current trend of TV revivals, which includes ABC's Roseanne and NBC's Will and Grace.
All right. Observe and learn.
Look for the new Murphy Brown later this year or early next year. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. In the NBA last night, in overtime, the Jazz beat the Pistons 98-95. 76ers beat the Bulls 115-101. And the Pacers beat the Suns 116-101.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now, 6:09. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.